Tired enough?
I think the bus ride is very enjoyable.
I just came and lay down.
Yeah.
I was too tired to even fall asleep. I'm just looking up at the ceiling. Can you hear?
Yeah.
You can hear you, Dylan? Yeah, it's there's the moon through the trees. Yeah, I'm sorry. Anyway, maybe we can continue. Maharaj just, we were just chatting. I was just waiting for someone to show up and say, here we are.
We were waiting here. And,
yeah, but he didn't tell me. No one told me. I came at 6:30. I said, well, maybe they're not there. So I came here.
Yeah,
there's nobody here.
We got someone to open the gate for us.
You should have come and told me. I was just sitting there.
Thank you so much for your time with us, Auntie. We have some new people you haven't met before. Jugal Prabhu, Shyama Brajapati, you met him.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's planning to come in March. You're going to New Brajadam in March.
In March?
Yeah. And Kumaresham is also going. Kumaresham is
Hare Krishna.
Shyama Brajapati Prabhu's colleague from the same company. I think he described what he does to you. And then we have, you met the others, Kirti Chandra, and then we've got
we've got
Aza, she's new from Iran,
Hare Krishna.
Iran. And all the others in the team, Lalita Priya, she lives in Delhi, and my daughter Vanika. The rest of us are familiar faces, Sarathi. Shri Hari Govinda, yes, ma'am. Kautha Gopinath Prabhu's
son. You know, when I first came here, there wasn't anything back here. I was at that time, Govinda Maharaj was a Yojapati. He was living in the Gurukul building, and I used to come in. I used to come in the guest house, and I used to try and chant Hare Krishna there, which was quite difficult because there was so much noise. I don't know if you ever lived in a guest house.
No, but only once, and then it was a bad choice, and so we stopped living there.
And anyway, it's a guest house. So I asked my mother, or my mother and my father, whether they'd give me some money to buy some land and build a house. This is how much? I don't know. So I came here, and at that time, there was nothing here. This was just, the whole thing was, the only building was Balaram Baba, who was living in about 5 feet. Well, I guess 6 feet. You have to stretch out 5 feet by 6 feet. Little hut. And there was Santa Baba. And that was all there was in this whole bagicha. And when I came, 89, fall of 89, it was by square yard. It was 80 rupees a square yard for the land. I don't know. It's a lot of money. And we came back in that was the spring. Came back in the fall, and it was 400 by then.
Mm-hmm.
And so the devotee who was helping, he said, buy the whole thing. He just bought this here. And unfortunately, the land that's on that I bought for the UK Yatra. That was 800 square yards. This was 400 square yards. And then later, Giridhari Maharaj had the adjoining land. And I spent a few days designing the house. And we had an architect. who lives in town, Bhujbashi. He's a nice man. And I brought him by so that he could give his opinion. And so that was 400 times 400. That was 1.6 lakhs.
1.6?
Huh?
1.6 lakhs.
Yeah. Now it costs about 5 lakhs a square yard. Just a square yard.
So 50.
Huh?
89.
Huh? 89. And I said, what do you think? Do you think it was worth it? And this tree was here, but it was smaller. Hare Krishna Maharaj. And he said, just this tree is worth 1.6 lakhs. So it's been here ever since. It's, these trees of Vrindavan are, they're like sadhus. So when you go around Parikramarg, you often see that the sadhus, they go around the trees that are on the Parikramarg. So they offer them also respect, because nothing's ordinary in Vrindavan. Just like Nala Kuvera Manigriva, they were trees. Every germ, every bug, every mosquito, every ant, every dog, every monkey, every pig, they're all beating you back to Godhead. They're going to be back there before we are. And they're all going back to Godhead. They're all very, very special souls. And it's very hard for us to actually really appreciate what transpires here. There are, Vrindavan has multiple layers of existence. It exists in different ways. When Krishna was here, the same Vrindavan that's in the spiritual world was here in the material world. When Krishna left, that Vrindavan became covered. You can't see that Vrindavan anymore. Then everyone could see it. Anyone. Not exactly anyone. Jiva Goswami explains that the demons didn't actually even see Krishna. Even the demons only saw, because they're envious of Krishna, so demons can't see Krishna. They actually saw an abhas. They saw a reflection of Krishna. But they didn't necessarily see Krishna himself. But anyway, everyone who was at least offenseless, when they came to Vrindavan, they saw the spiritual world. When Krishna left, Krishna yiswa dharma paratid dharma gyanadivisa. So Bhagavatam says, when Krishna leaves, then Krishna's dham also departs. And it becomes covered. And so what you see becomes what's called, it's prakat, that which you actually directly experience is prakat and aprakat. That is called aprakat dham. And prakat dham is that dham which then becomes manifest, and even that becomes somewhat covered, because that also changes. That dam that was here 5,000 years ago after Krishna left, also we see over the course and the history of time, things change. We don't even know what happened over the last 5,000 years here in Vrindavan. There's no history. We know there's some little history in one of the Puranas, describes how Vajra reestablished Vrindavan, And then there's like this whole gap, how he repopulated it, how he established temples. Yeah, I have a conference at 7:30. How he reestablished temples, installed deities. Actually, when Krishna left, there's no one here. This place was a wasteland. There are no humans, there's no animals. They all went back to Godhead. The place was empty. So when Vajra came here, and Parikshit Maharaj was the emperor, and we read in Bhagavatam that Vajra, Yudhisthira Maharaj, posted Vajra. Vajra is Krishna's great grandson. He's Aniruddha's son. And Aniruddha is Pradyumna's son. Pradyumna is Krishna's son, so he's Krishna's great grandson. And he was the king of Mathura. And when he came here to Braj area, there's nothing here. There's no one here. But he populated this whole area. So this idea of Brajvasis, oh, I'm a Brajvasi, there's no Brajvasis. They all came from all other parts, and they started villages and built temples and started agriculture and everything. And up until the time of the Greeks, nothing. No history. And whatever may have been here was destroyed by the Mughals. There are different historical instances, and this is going way, way back. This is going back to Gauri. And after him, there was one, all these kings were constantly fighting with each other. So there was one king of, I don't know whether he was actually in Delhi, but he was in Mathura. And he put a bounty on people living in Vrindavan that for every head his soldiers bring, they get 5 rupees, which was a lot of money at that time. So they came over here and they slaughtered off the whole town of Vrindavan. It's only 8 miles away to Mathura, so it's not a big trip. And anyway, historically, history really starts with the Mughals here in Vrindavan. And what happened before then, we have very little idea of what takes place. In any case, things have certainly changed over even the last 40 years that I've been coming here. There's nothing here. Krishna Balaram Mandir was in the... It wasn't in the middle of nowhere, it was at the end of nowhere. We used to stay in Fogal Ashram, which was the next thing, and you couldn't come alone in the morning because of dacoits. Before we got this place, then Govinda Maharaj and myself, we went... Just when you go down the Parikramarg, there's the hospice to the left, and to the right of it, there's a... thank you. There's an ashram. So, beautiful ashram. I mean, it's huge. It goes all the way down to the Parikramarg, and it had beautiful old pavilions on it, so temples. You can't see everything from outside. And we could have got that also for like about 6 lakhs at the time. I don't know, it's probably 2 acres. But we figured that if we tried to come to Mangalarti, we'd probably end up dead. So we didn't go that far. That's just a couple hundred yards down the road. So things have changed very, very much. But still the idea is, when we're here, that Vrindavan has a certain atmosphere. It has a power. And Vrindavan, that Aprakat Dham, is accessible through devotion. And no matter what happens, and this isn't the first time this has happened, Vrindavan builds up. Lord Chaitanya then reestablished Vrindavan. That we know. So we know that 500 years ago, again, there was jungle here. He sent the Goswamis. They started redeveloping Vrindavan, and it became it became actually the center of Vaishnava education, at least in this part of India. And Jiva Goswami's library was actually sort of a college, it was a university. So Vrindavan is actually not, Prabhupada points out, not a geographical place. It's a state of consciousness. And it's that state of consciousness where you worship Krishna with pure devotion. And that's Vrindavan. That Vrindavan you can see here, regardless of the sewers and the pigs and the dirt and the garbage and so many other things. My father died in 1994, and at that time the only telephone was down in Loy Bazaar. I got a message from down in Loy Bazaar from the telephone booth that my mother said, yeah, you should come back because your father's dying. So about a couple of years before that, I sent pictures to my parents and they said, okay, we'd like to come and stay in the house and visit in Vrindavan. No, out of the question. My mother is like a neat freak. You think Govinda Maharaj is bad. My mother makes him look messy. So if she comes here and if she sees this, whatever little, and she doesn't have much appreciation for Krishna consciousness, whatever little appreciation for Krishna consciousness she has, it's finished. She's never going to understand. But Vrindavan is beyond all of these things. We can't let ourselves get distracted, although, to be quite honest, it's not easy. And Vrindavan is also not here, or rather, this is actually Krishna's embassy on earth. It's called Boma Vrindavan. It's a special place. But this place can be accessed. It can be just like now on internet. You can access any website anywhere in the world. Similarly, you can access this Vrindavan and that Goloka Vrindavan through consciousness. And that's called Krishna consciousness. When you're Krishna conscious, when you're conscious of Krishna, then you're in Vrindavan. Because Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. You can't separate him from Vrindavan. And that's the way to be in Vrindavan. That's what these sadhus do. That's what these, they're here, they're chanting Hare Krishna. There may be so many different versions of them, and some of them appear to be very money-hungry, others different sampradaya, different philosophical view, but still many of them are sincerely actually trying to really make connection with Krishna and make connection with the spiritual world. And if they live here and if they're not offensive, they'll go back to Godhead. If they're sinful, if the sadhus are doing intoxication, or if they're secretly visiting women, they're going to take birth of these monkeys, or the pigs, or the dogs. These are all sadhus. According to Goswamis, this is what happens to the yogis who are not successful. And when these animals die, then they'll go back to Godhead. But as you can see, it's like a hard life. Being an animal in Vrindavan is a tough life. It's not easy. So Prabhupada wanted us to come to Vrindavan on an annual basis. And he really wanted all devotees to come. And he wanted them to come once when Prabhupada was with devotees, senior devotees, then said, yes, all the devotees should come. He said, Prabhupada, what's going to happen to the temples? I said, what happened to the temples? So what? He said, well, it costs so much money. And Prabhupada said, you have to eat. You don't talk about money. when it's time to eat, you just spend it. So this is your life. Vrindavan is your life. To sort of recharge our batteries and to reorient, is this where we're going? There. New York, London, Chicago, Dubai, wherever we are. Is this the state of consciousness? You experience that when we're going around Govardhan. You can feel. Prabhupada uses this word, this is feeling. You can feel it. You can feel Krishna. So are we feeling that same thing when we're wherever we are and wherever we're living? So it's sort of just honing our compass again. And Prabhupada wants us, until wherever we may be, we can actually penetrate and connect with Vrindavan. Then when you do that, it doesn't matter. So in the end of August, Prabhupada was leaving. And a lot of his friends came. There was like a whole delegation. And they said, don't go. You're going to die outside of Vrindavan. Wherever I die is Vrindavan. He said, I die in New York. They will put my samadhi. At that time, Prabhupada's, I don't know if he was on the 6th floor or 7th floor of our sort of skyscraper. He says, I will have my samadhi over there on the 7th floor of the skyscraper. So Prabhupada says, dying in Vrindavan, it's a sentiment. But ultimately, if you're Krishna conscious, then wherever you are is Vrindavan. So, yeah, try to be in that consciousness, taking Vrindavan with you. And the real key is chanting. Kirtan. I don't know, I guess we should let others in. I need to go because I have a GBC conference at 7:30 to 8:30. And I don't know if you want to continue tomorrow, but I didn't. It was an oversight.
Definitely, all of us want to hear from you.
Yeah, 6:30. Just they have to let me know.
Tomorrow? You want
yes,
to
yes.
You want Maharaj to continue tomorrow? 6:30. Continue about Vrindavan tomorrow.
Yeah. Let's see how tomorrow we're doing Vrindavan or we're doing the
Yavat. I have just suggested Vrindavan tomorrow.
Because everyone's Yavat's a walk.
Yeah, it is.
Yavat's a walk. It's a beautiful walk.
Yeah.
And it's a change of pace from today. It's just a quiet walk.
Quiet, yes. And from there to Peer Kadamba and Ashleshwar. We normally do that, those three places. But I've just sent a message to Guru Maharaj saying maybe we
fine.
Want to bring that Varkama.
Yeah.
So I'm waiting to hear from him when I'm organized.
Okay. Okay, maybe we can talk after. I should go because I'm